Hello, everybody. This your girl, Shawana, here doing another podcast. I know it's been a while, again, with this new job I got. I've been kind of busy, but I haven't forgot doing my podcasting. I'm still excited by doing my exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. I hope everyone's having a happy Saturday. I'm resting because it's been a busy week for me at work, but I'm happy. Today I want to talk about starting to live. That's the topic I want to talk about today, is starting to live. Because that's what I'm trying to do for myself. I'm starting to live my life. And I know a lot of y'all probably be like, what is she talking about? Isn't she living now? But what I'm saying is I'm actually starting to live. And I know a lot of us have gone through a lot of things in our lives and we've shut ourselves down because of those. You know, some of us had things that happened in our past, a lot of hurts and pains, and we shut ourselves down from those experiences. And we stop living, actually. We crawl into a hole, or we just put ourselves in a box where we just don't want to do anything, or we're afraid to step out on faith or just step out of that box. So that's what I'm talking about today, starting to live. As I've said in my other podcasts, it's about the things that's happened to me, the sexual assault, depression, suicide. And I can't say that I pretty much stopped living because I was so scared. I was going through so much where I was waking up every morning where I didn't want to even be in this world. And I just stopped living pretty much. I had two sons, trying to be a single mother to them, working all the time. And it's like my life was just passing me by. You know, I didn't like to go out with friends. I was actually, a lot of times, they're like, you want to go out to eat, or let's go to a movie, or let's go this place. I didn't want to go because I felt like if I went out, then I was doing something wrong, or I felt guilty to spend the little money that I had on myself because I was always thinking about, okay, I'm going to have to save this money for this bill, or I have to get some more food, or the boys may need something. If I go out to eat, that's going to take away from that. And I know a lot of us know what I'm talking about, have gone through that. And still going through it. It's like you're scared to live. You're scared to just let go. And that was the problem. I was so much trying to do everything myself instead of putting everything in God's hand and trusting Him. If I had $5 to get something to eat, I should have trusted He gonna provide for something else. You know, because it belonged to Him anyway. You know, but that wasn't where my mind frame was at. And I know it's a lot of us think have that process. You know, we can't totally trust God in the process. So that's where I'm at now. Like I say, I do this podcast because it's therapeutic for me. And it's opening myself up to a lot of things that I have been hidden. A lot of hurts and pains that I didn't get help on. And so by speaking about these things, and hopefully whatever I'm saying can help somebody, you know, that's why I'm doing it. I'm not perfect. I'm no therapist, you know, no doctor. But I do know that you can speak about hurts and pains or experiences in life that can help somebody. Because you can tell that person how you got through it and how you overcame and what are you doing to keep yourself moving forward and positive. So that's why I say starting to live. I am starting to live my life right now. My kids are grown. They're 22 and 19. So when my son graduated high school, my baby boy, I had that big notion that, I mean, I was really had that fear like, okay, what am I going to do with myself now? Because all I've been doing is working and taking care of them and getting them to the point where they can graduate and get out here in the world. So now that they're doing that, I feel lost. Like, okay, they don't need me like they did as that mother that was taking care of everything. You know, I made sure the clothes were washed. I had food on the table. Anything they needed, got them to the doctor's appointments and all that type of stuff. Now that they're adults, they're doing it themselves. So, you know, a part of me feel lost. Like, okay, what do I need to do with my life now? You know, that's where I'm at, starting to live. I got to start to live my life. I'm still their mother, but now I got to find out what's the next step for me. So that's what I've been asking God. I was like, Lord, show me my path now. You know, you had me on that path of being their mother, raising them. And it was a rocky path because I went through a lot of stuff, a lot of storms on that path. But now that you've brought me out of that, and you continue to close that hole that was in my soul, you continue to help me to be better. So now I got to figure out, what do you have for me now to do? What is the work that I need to be doing now? So that's what I'm trying to figure out now. And I see so many things that I want to do. And I'm asking God, which one is it? What's the path that you have for me? You know, what is it? And I know for the longest time, the path that he had, I've been running from it. Because I've always wanted to help people, and especially children. I've always worked with kids. I've always tried to help people in the community. So I see the path that's where I may need to be. At my new job, I work at an elementary school. And I'm looking at these kids every day about how they're so behind academically and socially. And it's just pulling at my heart. I'm like, okay, God, it's something I need to do here. And I just need you to help me figure it out, you know. And I was speaking to one of the parents the other day, and the things that she said to me and in my other coworkers when we were sitting there about those kids, how behind they are, it just hurt my heart. It hurt my heart because I'm like, okay, I know growing up people helped me. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. And I know growing up in the neighborhood, everybody watched out for one another. My mom and dad was at work. My dad had people watching us all the time, me and my brother. If we did something, they knew about it. By the time we came home from school, my mom and dad knew what we did. And we'd be like, how you know you wasn't there? But people was watching. They knew who we were. They knew we were Sadie and Dickie's kids. You know, even today, people still be watching because they knew who I am. I'm Dickie's daughter. I'm Sadie's daughter. You know, because that was the respect that my mother and father had in the community. People respected them and loved them because of the things that they've done to help people and just who they are. They're nice people. They help people. They watch out for people. You know, they treat people right. And they taught me and my brother to be the same way. So that's what I want to do. I try to help people and treat people right. You know, I try to, you know, if I do something to hurt somebody, it's not intentionally. You know, I like to, you know, just help. And I'm sitting here now trying to figure out, okay, what can I do to help these kids? Because where I work at, it's so segregated. I'm just going to put it out there. It's segregated. It's very segregated. You only have one black teacher there. You have no male teachers, just all white and one black teacher. That's it. And I listen to those teachers every day, how they're stressed out and complain about the curriculum that they're trying to teach these children and how they have to teach them, and all those kids are so far behind. And not to mention the behavior problems that a lot of the children have, that they can't really discipline the way they want to, and that the principal there doesn't give them no backup or help on trying to do it. All that they say that she's seeing is numbers of how she can get money for the school, but at what cost? That these kids are behind. A lot of them don't even know how to spell their name. And this is fourth and fifth grade. Fourth and fifth grade students that can't even spell their name, don't even know how to count to 10. And that hurts my heart to know that. So I'm like, okay, something got to be done. We, especially in the Black community, we got to do better in preparing our children. We got to do it. We got to get them up to the par where they can be elevated above the rest of them, not sitting down at the below. The behavior problems, you know, we got to deal with that. I told one child the other day, I was like, baby, your mom and dad are working hard to send you to school to get an education. You shouldn't be sitting up here acting up in class. And I just really broke it down to him. I said, do you understand that you are a statistic as it is? And he was like, what's a statistic, Miss Shawana? I said, a statistic is, baby, that they have out here, meaning that you don't supposed to achieve in the first place. Because the color of your skin. They already think that you come from a broken home. They already think that you're nothing. The only thing you're going to do is end up in jail or dead. That you're not smart. You know, you're just nothing. They see that already. And then you come in here acting up in class. You're giving them you're proving it to them. And your mom and dad got good jobs working, trying to provide for you. And this is what you're doing. I said, do you know what your parents are going through or what they went through to achieve to try to get where they at to make it better for you? That's where we're going to have to start with our children. We're going to have to start disciplining and breaking it down to them and telling them, you are already a target. So you need to go in that schoolhouse and handle your business and let these people know, I'm not just a target, baby. I'm just as good as you. And that's the problem. So when I'm saying this, I'm like, okay, this is something that I need to be getting into. What's next for me? What's next? So I'm asking God right now, is this the path you need me to go down to help these kids, to help my community, to do whatever I need to do, you know? So that's what's next for me, I'm asking. And a lot of times, that's what we need to find out. What have we got to do to start living our lives? And you know, a lot of times we get into relationships and we break up. And you know, the breakup may be bad, you know, and we stop living because of that. We don't want to date anymore. And I can vouch for that because I was in a relationship and it didn't work out. And I kind of stopped dating, you know, because I was so busy trying to be a single mother and trying to do this and this. I didn't care about dating no more. Then when I got sexually assaulted, I definitely did not want to date because I didn't trust nobody. But now, you know, God has brought me out of that. So here I am on that path of trying to figure out, okay, what's next for me as far as my career, as far as my social life, as far as my personal life. I'm ready to get out there and start dating now. I hadn't dated so long, so it's like it's brand new to me. And I'm looking at relationships now, how people are doing. I'm like, oh no. If I won't even step out into that water right now, you know, but I got to. I can't keep living in a box. I can't be scared, you know, because I know God is going to provide. He's going to give me the right person that he wants in my life as far as everything else. I got to trust and believe, and that's what we have to do. We got to trust the process. We got to ask God. And when we're asking, we got to believe in what we're asking and believe that he's going to give it to us. And a lot of times we don't believe. We just want it at the time. But then we don't want to do the work to get it. So that's the thing. I got to do the work in order to receive it and trust it. So that's what I'm saying. Starting to live. A lot of us got to start living because a lot of us have shut ourselves down from hurts and pains, from bad breakups, marriages, Even jobs, we working at jobs, and let's say we've been on that job for 10 or 20 years, and then they fire us, and then we shut down from that. We don't know what to do because we've been doing that same job for the last 10 or 15 years, and then now we got to figure out what to do next. I got to start a new trade. I got to learn something new in order to live. So I got to start over, starting to live. And that's what I want to do. That's what I'm trying to do, starting to live, starting to get out my comfort zone, starting to just step out on faith. Want to go out and see the world and meet different people and do different things and to help and just do God's will along the way. And that's all He wants us to do. He wants us to live. God don't want us to suffer. He don't want us to be shut down and just stressed out and depressed. He wants to live. And a lot of us, we forget that. He's a loving God. He wants us to live. He wants to enjoy the fruits of the labor that He provides for us. And that's something I'm learning to do. Yeah, I've struggled. I'm not going to say I'm out of the dark now. I'm still struggling a little bit now. But I'm learning to live with that struggle. Instead of being negative and down about it, I'm positive about it. Because I know, I thank Him for every little thing He brings me out of. Just a little thing that matter, it counts. And I'm learning to appreciate that. And that's one of the things we have to learn to do, to appreciate everything God does for us, from the little things to the big things. Because there's so many people that don't have, and we have to appreciate what we do have. So that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. It's just starting to live. I think we all need to just ask God to open us up and just to have faith and show us our path and just start living our lives according to Him and just enjoy life. That's it. Start to live. What do we have to do to start living? Letting go of the past, letting go of the hurts and pains, forgiving and starting to love one another so we can start living. So I hope y'all have a happy Saturday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.